From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Black lawmakers in Mississippi walked out of the chamber last week in protest of a bill that would prohibit critical race theory from being taught in public schools. Critical race theory stems from legal and academic worlds, but has been thrown around recently to discuss teaching about race more generally. The bill passed anyway and is headed to the full Mississippi House. With similar legislation up for discussion in Alabama, WBHM's Kyra Miles takes a look at how history teachers are feeling.
Okay, good morning, guys.
Every time she begins a new unit, Anna Marie Gray changes the posters on the walls of her classroom.
I think we had just started to talk about Jackson attacking the second.
She's a history teacher at the Alabama School of Fine Arts in Birmingham. And right now, her walls feature maps showing what's known as the Trail of Tears. Next, she'll put up posters of abolitionists who fought for the end of slavery.
I've always sort of said that when it comes to teaching American history, I teach the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Gray, who is white, says telling the whole story has always been important in her lessons.
Frankly, I would challenge anyone to come into my classroom and tell me that I'm teaching anything that isn't the truth.
But in Alabama, Mississippi, and other parts of the country, the truth of American history is being challenged. Because of three little words.
Critical race theory.
Critical race theory.
Critical race theory out of school.
The American Bar Association outlines it as an academic concept that examines the role of race and racism as an inherent part of systems in America. It's become a political football, even something Alabama Governor Kate Ivey is campaigning on.
Thank God we live in Alabama. There's no critical race theory in our schools.
Critical race theory has never been taught in K-12 schools and is reserved for classes in higher education. But the Alabama Department of Education banned it in K-12 public schools last summer. Now, new legislation would prohibit teaching, quote, divisive concepts regarding race or sex in higher education as well. Sponsors of the bill argue that certain topics could make students uncomfortable or believe that one race or sex is inherently better than the other. That's the argument Louisiana Representative Ray Garofalo used when he proposed a similar bill in 2021.
Critical race theory demands a new kind of segregation that divides people based on their race and the color of their skin. It furthers racism and fuels hate.
Garofalo, who is white, also made a comment about teaching the, quote, good in slavery, and his argument disintegrated. But attorney Robert McDuff says even when bills that limit teacher speech do pass, they rarely go anywhere. McDuff, who's white, is with the Mississippi Center for Justice.
Generally, when politicians try to micromanage what teachers teach in the classroom, they run afoul of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Lengthy and costly legal battles ensue, and the state governments surely lose.
Regardless of what happens in the legislature, teachers like Barry McNeely say it won't change how he teaches history.
History shouldn't be a resume. It shouldn't be something that we edit to stray away from things that are uncomfortable.
McNeely, who is black, is the historical content expert at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute and a social studies teacher at Parker High School.
Life is uncomfortable. And if we take out those parts of history that are challenging and uncomfortable, then it really negates the purpose of teaching it in the first place.
One of the bills in Alabama would require public K-12 schools and universities to fire employees who teach certain concepts regarding race or sex.
We shouldn't be shackling teachers and making them afraid to have these conversations.
Nefertari Yancey is a social studies teacher at Clay Chalkville Middle School. She's black and says having discussions about racism and history with students is essential.
It doesn't matter what bill or what resolution you put in place, they're going to ask the question. So why are we avoiding having the conversation?
Teachers also worry the debate over critical race theory is overshadowing staffing shortages and learning loss, issues they consider far more critical to learning. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.